Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Before you,
kneel down before you.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore you.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture read 1 Timothy 5. Honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, tonight we have a special guest, one of our own, Miss Mandy Walker. But before I bring her on, I would like to read something to you that I read today. Let go and let God. I trust the wisdom of God to lead me in right ways. Stewing over a challenging situation can cause us unnecessary worry and concern. We may be filled with, in our minds with words, case, scenario, and what if until I wear myself out. Other thinking a problem can often extend more energy than simply letting go and trusting God. Instead of forcing solutions, why don't we just turn it over to God within? Take a deep breath, relax our minds and bodies, and simply say, thank you. We should give thanks there. There is a higher power at work in our lives, guiding us in the right ways and helping us to achieve our goals. We should give thanks to Him and also praise Him. He is our partner in every situation and experience. Relax, let go, trust the divine wisdom to bless us and guide us. Scripture, Philippians 4:6. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Thank Him sometimes when you are feeling down and out. Start praising and thanking Him. And I guarantee you, those feelings will go away. You'll become with a joy-filled heart and knowing that God will be there for you. But tonight, Miss Mandy Walker will be coming on. Her topic will be God's letter to the family and family love. She'll be coming out of Matthew, the 11th chapter. Miss Mandy, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to give the air to you.
Thank you, Mary, for such a great introduction. Good evening, my father's children out there in Radio Land. Tonight is a great night, and God is in there with all of us. But I want to start with talking about God's family and his love. And the first thing I would like to do is, first of all, let you know who God's children are. And I'm going to be coming out of the Odyssey Bible. Matthew's the 12th chapter talks about God's children. And this is to start it off with just a little riddle. It says, here is a riddle, and here is what kind of family can you have? What kind of family can you have, brothers and sisters, and are not related by birth? In other words, they do not have the same mother. They can even grow up in the same time without ever knowing each other's name. As strange as it seems, there is such a family. In this verse, Matthew 12 and 50, Jesus explains his idea of family, his spiritual family. Now, God's spiritual family has people in it from all over the world, men, women, boys, and girls who have obeyed God and have trusted in God as their Savior. Now, although Jesus was raised in a family with parents, brothers, and sisters, his spiritual family includes those who obey God. No matter how big or how small your family, earthly family is, if you are a Christian, you also have a spiritual family with so many members that you could never count them. Now let's go into the word of God's letter to the family. There will be many scriptures with reference tonight, and let me state first of all that this family was nurtured, preserved, and brought through by no less than authority, power that God, from God himself. I know because I remember a time when the powers that he did not think much of his family and others like it. God said in 1 Peter 2 and 9 that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. Now, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. We were not encouraged to educate our children because we were told we would never amount to anything. Now, God told us in his letter to 2 Timothy, 2 chapter 15:30, he told us to study to show thyself approved before God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And Matthew's the 11th chapter, verse 28, it comes unto me. He says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He calls us to come under his umbrella of salvation. He wants us to be unlike the world. He tells us in Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, God desires, has always been to save us from all the destructions of the end of time, wrath which will come upon the earth from hell's fire and brimstone. So he makes it very simple, as he tells us in Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God is an awesome God. He loves us, and he takes care of his children. Now, God also wants to reign with his son Jesus. He wants us to stay with the son Jesus, because Jesus died for our sins. He told us that we are heirs, of joint heirs with Jesus. And that we will indeed judge angels. Did you know that? God wants us to live up to our royal heritage. We are a royal people because we are the heritage of God. And see, don't worry about what this world thinks of us. For we are in this world, but not of this world. I'm sure some of you have heard that statement. When you're in Christ Jesus, the world would hate you because it first hated him, and we are like him, Christ Jesus. We must be like Jesus. Philippians chapter 2 tells us to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. So if we have a mind of Jesus, we think like Jesus, we can't go wrong because he will not lead us in the wrong direction. Now, talking about Jesus, our rock and our salvation. But there were certain things that God spelled out that we must do as a child of God. There are three things that he wants his children to do. Number one, he wants us to learn the Ten Commandments. He wants us to love one another. And he wants us to support the ministry of the gospel and pray for the nation. And he wants us, as a family, we have to really connect with God. Love each other like God. That agape love, you know about that agape love? That's a love that's like no other love. That love only comes from God. And to bring our families together, the only way we can bring and keep our families together as baptized believers in Christ is to have that agape love that God has placed in our hearts. He wants us to train our children while they're young, so when they get older, that would be embedded in their spirits and they can train their children. Therefore, as they grow and plant that seed and that seed grows, then you will have a child of God that's working and living for the child of God. And believe me, if you do that and put God first in your heart, everything will be all right. That agape love. We know, my sisters and brothers, sometimes Satan gets in the midst of the families because his job is to destroy God's family. And God put us together. And as I stated earlier, you remember who God's family is, all those that believe and trust and love God. We are heirs of the kingdom. We are his children. So let us remember to love our loved ones. We may have disagreements, things that we do not understand about each other, but if we keep that agape love deep down in our heart, it'll keep us on track. It won't let us go wrong. Tell your family you love them. Tell your children, show that love. Don't let God come in your heart is not totally committed to the love that he talked about. We are God's children. There's another passage I would like to read about God's children to let you further know how we are God's children. Brother Luke in chapter 20, verse 36, talks about that. And to explain that verse, it says, there are also special privileges that come to members of God's family. You know that? They set God's children apart from others. One of these is that a child of God will go to heaven after death. This is why Jesus says a child of God is like an angel, because angels never die. Only God's children are like this. So when Christians die, God makes sure that they are with him in heaven. My brothers and my sisters, let's start reacting on the love that God has placed in our heart. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love will help make this world a better place. Without love, we will perish. And this is where we are today. It is, so we are in this world, but not of this world. We have to keep the prayers going and let our loved ones of all people. God put this family together. And we didn't have a choice in what family that God places us with. But we have to use that agape love that God placed in our hearts to make it work. If you have an art with anyone in your family, go to them in love. Ask God, first of all, to help you to get over whatever your problems may have with your family. And read and study his word, because there's a lot in his word that tells us how to do the things that he has ordained for us to do. Because God is good and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. He's an awesome God, and we love him. We have sisters and brothers, families, cousins, that we may not even know by name. But God knows that we are family, and we are to love them, to do the things that you know God would do. And prayer changes things. And also, my family, he wants us to study his word. Because if we don't study his word, we're not going to know what he wants us to do. And when Satan comes at us with that power that he has, if we are not grounded and rooted in the love of God, Satan may blow your little house down. But you know what? Don't give Satan any power, because he has no more power over you than you give him. So let's keep God's family together. As he said, in God, all things are possible. He said, Jesus loved the little children. He loved the little children of the world. We started as little children, and we both be big children and adult children, and we all of a sudden we have children of our own. But if we put that beginning lesson in them, I guarantee you that you will be successful. You will have a successful family, and God will be pleased with your every move. Just hang in there. Do what God has asked us to do. Love. Love is, I know you heard the saying, love makes the world go round. Love, true love. Did you know there was a lot of different loves out there? But there's only one love that counts with God, and that is that agape love. You can't beat that. God, love is kind. Love is patient. Love is forgiving. Love is the only thing that can make sure that when God comes for you, you will go with him, because he is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is the one that we look forward to. God is the one that went out on that cross and died for our sins. You know, we were born in sin, chasing iniquity, and we were in trouble. Our people had gotten so bad until God had to come himself down and buy our pardon back so that we could have a right to the tree of life. So my sisters and my brothers, stay focused on God. Do the things that he tells you to do. If you have had an alt with anybody in your family, whether it be your parents, because he said, you know, he said in his word that parents will be against children. Children will be against parents. We can see that right now. Right now we see that. So as we move on in the name of Jesus, reading his word, letting it digest in our system, and letting it lead us and guide us, we will always be happy, and we will always know that God is on our side, because he is the one. The children, the grandchildren, let's pray. And this world is in need of prayer. You know, prayer changes things. So we have to pray and let God know that we believe him, we trust, and don't doubt him. One of the sermons I said I heard a couple of Sundays ago was about praying and don't doubt, because if you pray for a situation and you doubt, have doubt in your heart, you are not going to get an answer. You got to say it, you got to believe it, and know that God will answer prayer, because he loves us, he cares for us. There is one thing that we need to do that would help us to do all of these things that the Bible is telling us to do, and that is our faith. We have to have faith in God, because faith is what's going to carry us through, a leap of faith. So as you read the Bible, we have stories in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that talks all about the things that go on in this world. And the Bible is fulfilling. And my sisters and my brothers, we can see it right around us. The world is coming to an end, as the Bible says. So we got to have that faith in God. Love one another. Say you're sorry if you've done something, that even if you haven't done anything and somebody accused you, your family is the bond. That's the tie. Stay close to that family than you do anything next to God. God is the number one, and this is his family. You know, Satan do not like God's family. He's always trying to destroy God's family. But sisters and brothers, let us not give Satan that power. Let us not give Satan the victory. I have a little leap of faith that I want to end with, and I'm hoping that you all would receive what the word of God is telling us to do. It says, what does walking by faith truly mean in the course of everyday lives? Walking by faith, we trust God to help us give our lives to our greatest potential. Walking by faith, we place our ultimate confidence in God, knowing that divine order is active in our lives at all times and under all circumstances. Above all, walking by faith means that when we look around us at a world that sometimes seems senseless, we can go into the silence of experience that presents of a kind and loving God. Now, our Creator will care for us and those we love during our times of need. And you know, God, we need him now more than we ever have before. Now, as we walk by faith, we can truly cast worries aside, and in all that we say and do, embrace God's goodness in our lives. Let God tell God we love him. He needs to hear that sometimes, even though we got to speak it. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in this body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Corinthians talks about that in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. So my sisters and brothers, God is the beginning, the end, the first, and the last. Let us look to him for all of our needs. Let us look to God, let us be prayerfully, and let us pray one for another. Because God is. He is the one. He's the Almighty. Love is the number one thing. He tells us to love one another. And he tells us to love just like he loved us. So these letters in the Bible, and I'm sure there are others, but read them. Put them in the bottom of your heart and let them see and work out things that should not be there so that God can come in, because he will not dwell in an unclean temple. So we have to get this old temple clean out and God, put God in the bottom of our heart so we can move forward. Because where there is love, the heart is light. And where there is love, the day is bright. So let's keep God first in our lives, and let's remember the letters in our Bibles that God talks to and tells us how to make it in this land. So in Psalm 148:43-8, talks about that love. Again, there's a lot of scriptures talking about that love. So as I conclude, I want to thank all of you for your attention. We are praying that all goes well with each family and that we will keep lifting God up and praising his name and let him know that, Lord, I love you. Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me for what I've done. Anything wrong, forgive me. And make your way clear so when God get ready for you, you will be ready for him. Mary?
Yes,
Mary.
Thank you so much for that wonderful message, Miss Mandy.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want to just say one thing, Neil, before I leave.
There. Go ahead.
The sick and the shut in. I'm going to ask all that is listening, pray for the sick and the shut in. Pray for this nation and pray for the family and the things that Satan has held out there in this world is trying to block God's children. Let's just pray that God will take charge and let them know that he is still in control of this world. He is still our leader and our God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Miss Mandy, for that wonderful message. God's
yes,
letter
Lord.
To the family and family
yes.
love.
Thank
love
you.
One another and also walking by faith.
Yes.
Yes, God truly loves us.
Thank you. Thank you. I think of all the families that's out there listening. Thank you. Thank you. Whew, Jesus.
Just like God told his disciple in John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. That goes up for all of us. And thank you, Miss Mandy, for that wonderful message tonight.
Well,
so we only
you,
have
God
four
God.
Minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you. That's it. Thank
we,
you.
We have two more minutes left. Just want to close out. Continue to support us and be with us each Tuesday night from 11 to 11:30 p.m. This week, I ask you to walk by faith and not by sight and reach out and tell a family member that you love them. Give them a hug. Sometimes you get a hug. So give them a hug and tell them that you love them, just like Jesus wants you to.
Yes.
And walking by faith, having faith and knowing that God will get you through everything that you're dealing with. Be blessed and have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us
come, let us adore him.
before you.
Kneel down before you.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship at the glory.
Help me say. Praise the meeting in the midst of a trial. Come.